Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Help for High-Conflict Couples, Using Emotionally Focused Therapy and the Science of Attachment to Build Lasting Connection by Janine Estes Powell, LMFT, and Jacqueline Wehlick, LMFT. Narrated by Monica Plant. Foreword. When I first developed Emotionally Focused Therapy, EFT, in the 1980s, I had no idea how or if it would be embraced by my fellow clinicians, aiming to improve the lives of couples in distress through the means of strengthening their connection. And I had no expectations for how EFT might be applied beyond my own office. EFT has shown its effectiveness for high-conflict couples. Once we have a map and see through the conflict to the pain of disconnection, then renewed loving connection is possible. This book provides practical tools and exercises for couples to explore their contribution to conflicts and move toward a more secure and lasting connection. It also integrates attachment theory, and together with EFT, both are highly effective approaches to couples therapy. The authors are powerfully compassionate and insightful, with a deep understanding of the challenges couples face in high-conflict relationships. The book's use of real-life examples and storylines is also a significant strength, as it helps listeners feel seen and understood in their struggles. Additionally, the book's emphasis on the journey couples take as they work to restore their relationship is likely to provide hope and predictability for those who are considering therapy. I'd recommend this book to both couples struggling in their relationships and to the various helping professionals dedicated to therapeutically navigating couples through their struggles. Both will find much to learn in this book, many helpful practices to start applying, and more than enough hope to reignite belief in the potential and the power of any high-conflict couple to resolve their conflict. Dr. Susan M. Johnson, EDD, developer of Emotionally Focused Therapy. Introduction. Hey, listener. We see you. Not to make assumptions about you, but you are probably exhausted and burnt out in your relationship, tired of trying, at your wit's end with your partner, and maybe even contemplating ending the relationship. Getting chewed out, blamed, or left right in the middle of a conversation is getting to be too much. Or maybe the remote control has been thrown way too many times, and the yelling and cursing are getting way too old. We get it. As two licensed marriage and family therapists, we know the suffering that couples are in by the time they come to us, knee-deep in conflict and as their last resort, because we see it every day. When things are bad, they're really bad. And the hard part is that when things are good, they're really good. Your list of complaints is valid and needs fixing quickly. Every move counts when couples are in high distress. As therapists, we work on getting to the root of the issues and fixing why things got disconnected in the first place. And that is exactly what we are going to do in this book. We see your pain. We see your struggle. And that is why we created this survival guide, to provide you with some concrete steps so things can get better. So thank you for your trust, and congratulations on taking charge of your life and working to make something different for yourself and for your relationship. This takes courage, bravery, and strength. One of the most painful things for high-conflict couples is losing hope. Maybe you can relate. Many couples have tried everything, handling conflict differently, attempting to repair things over and over, reading multiple books, seeking advice from friends and family, or even multiple therapists, and nothing has worked. This hopelessness can be heartbreaking and cause feelings of despair. The research on attachment tells us that relationships are the most important part of our lives as human beings, for our wellness as well as for our survival. When you feel the pain of your relationship with your partner slipping through your fingers every day, it's only natural and normal to feel devastated about the prospect of losing them, no matter how bad things have gotten. But know this, hurt people heal every day. Hurt relationships heal every day. It happens all the time. We see it before our very eyes, so we know it's possible. In the wise words of an esteemed colleague, although you don't know if it's going to work for you, you have to work as if it's going to. This is the attitude toward therapy we're going to advise you to have throughout this book. Take the information, suggestions, and exercises being shared with you here into your life as if this interventional approach is going to work. Just put all decision-making about your relationship on pause for now. Regardless of what you ultimately decide about the relationship, to stay or to go, act as if, right now, in this very moment, finding help and healing is possible. Because it is. What is a high-conflict couple? High-conflict couples are similar to normal couples, just with the metaphorical volume turned up. This heightened level of conflict might look like out-of-control outbursts, frequent slides into disconnection or silence, disappearing acts, or quick flare-ups with a lot of yelling. According to Lisa Palmer Olson and Scott Woolley, two experts on emotionally focused therapy with high-conflict couples, the fighting in these relationships, in comparison with lower-conflict couples, tends to, 1, escalate quicker, 2, escalate more often, and 3, escalate with higher intensity. People in high-conflict relationships also tend to be inflexible in their dynamics. By this, we mean their patterns of reacting and emotional vibing with each other are apt to be pretty rigid. In other words, during heated times, their reactions are typically strong and consistent, and they are unable to easily change their responses even when they see how they are impacting their partner. Some people don't consider how they are impacting their partner and are unable to hear their partner's experience, no matter what their partner does. If they do understand that they are negatively impacting their partner, they don't really care at that moment because their hurt is just so big. They are unable to see past their own pain and understand their partner's pain. It becomes difficult to change their reactions during the hard times in the relationship. It's almost as if no matter what they do or what the other person does, the interaction isn't going to change. They are fixed in their rigid behaviors. Not only are they unable to reach for their partner in a way that is tender, but they are also unable to change how they are responding during the fight. This is important because psychological flexibility, the ability to change one's response, reaction, perception, or understanding of their partner, and therefore change their relationship dynamic, is the key to healthy relationships. As just mentioned, we can think of our behaviors toward our partners as figuratively reaching for them. We are trying to reach them, hoping that this reach has some kind of impact, will make some kind of meaningful connection or difference in the interaction. In high-conflict couples, no matter what they do, this reach doesn't tend to impact the dynamic enough to make a difference. Maybe you have experienced this. Maybe you first tried to reason with your partner, then to talk and explain things to them. But when that didn't work, you moved on to screaming, crying, threatening to leave, pushing, shoving, slamming doors, throwing a plate at the wall, or the silent treatment. And yet none of this seems to get through to your partner or make any difference in the pattern between the two of you. This dynamic is the very definition of a rigid state. In these relationships, a key component of relational well-being, vulnerability, is seen as being very unsafe, an opening for an assault or an attack, and not worth the risk. And this feeling is valid. High-conflict couples have experienced so much emotional assault that it isn't yet safe for either partner to consider opening themselves up fully to the other. The lack of hope we mentioned earlier is also common in these couples. This is partly because of the inflexible pattern between them that has not changed after many years of trying to do something different. Hope also dissipates because many forms of treatment for couples have no clue as to how to get to the root of these issues and actually help. This is where we come in. Some therapists miss the bigger picture of what is going on in relationships by slapping a diagnosis on one or both of the client's foreheads. A diagnosis might make sense of a client's symptoms and reactions, but it misses the process. What makes a person tick? Why their body responds in a certain way to triggers? What they need for long-term change? A diagnostic label leaves the client walking out of the office not feeling understood and seen. They're just a disorder or disability now, and the therapeutic focus shifts to fixing their problematic behaviors and thoughts rather than the larger relational dynamic in which they exist. You or your partner may have received a diagnosis from a professional, or you may have diagnosed each other with something like narcissism or borderline personality disorder. Trust us, we hear these diagnoses thrown around our office every week. An accurate diagnosis might provide some comfort or logic to symptoms, not just for the clients, but for therapists as well. But it misses the mark in terms of the relationship dynamic between two people. We see conflict in a different way, not as a manifestation of psychological diagnoses. Don't get us wrong. Identifying a mental health issue can be extremely important, and it can be extremely helpful in treatment. But in the context of a relationship, we see a larger picture. Conflict and high escalation happen for a reason, not just because your partner is crazy. By taking this viewpoint, we can see more of the true person outside their behaviors and conflict. We can look at what's happening for each person that contributes to the larger pattern between them. Focusing on diagnoses looks to the individual first, rather than to the couple in relationship. So in this book, we take a bigger picture perspective. We examine the process, not just the two people engaged in that process. You and your partner are more than just a diagnosis or bundle of psychological terms. We want to help you see yourself and your partner as human beings with hearts in pain that have learned specific ways to cope in the world. How we plan to help you. In this book, we dive into the larger why of your relationship, understanding who you and your partner are and what influences the intense reactions you both have. We then present a step-by-step plan to get you out of high-conflict mode by using the concepts and stages of the research-based experiential theoretical model known as Emotionally Focused Therapy, EFT. We will be looking at your relationship through the lenses of attachment science, neuroscience, and the science of emotions alongside EFT in order to provide you and your partner with some structured support to escape your unhappy patterns and rigid relationship dynamic. For years, both authors have tried working with different theoretical models to help our couples, but we were unable to meet goals and find relief for our clients until we discovered EFT. Once we adopted this approach, we hit client goals and saw long-term change in action. This was our inspiration for the book. First, we will calm down your heated fights quickly. The first few chapters provide you with some tools to improve relationship communication, soothe your nervous system, and regulate your body, along with some effective strategies to cool things down between the two of you. We then explore the deep root issues at play by examining your life experiences and attachments, past and present, and how they impact both your and your partner's ability to connect. The aim is to establish more secure communication between the two of you so you can rebuild trust and resolve past and present problems. Throughout the book, we want to help you create a totally new relationship dynamic with your partner. We don't mean just tweaking a few things or changing a few behaviors here or there. We're talking a complete overhaul, working to construct a totally new cycle between the two of you that goes far deeper than just your behaviors. You may be wondering how we plan to accomplish such a large task, given the current conflict you're locked in. Well, think of this process as building a house. Instead of renovating a creaky, haunted house that is falling apart, we want to start from scratch and help you erect a whole new dream home. We'll map out the floor plan, complete with dimensions, installation methods, and techniques. We'll help you gather the materials, lay the foundation, frame the walls, make sure the structure is sound, and, at the end, we'll even help you decorate it so it looks good for the long run. But in this analogy, note that you're the subcontractor. You're the one who will be doing the work within your relationship and with your partner every step of the way. We can provide only the building plans and instructions, with lots of guidance and emotional support along the way. We've got a lot of that to give. But you're the one who will be wielding the tools in hand. As we proceed through the book, we'll be sharing lots of case histories from our therapy work with clients. It should go without saying that we have changed all the names and some specifics to protect the sacred confidentiality of our clients. But the topics, themes, dynamics, and experiences illustrated in these personal stories are directly applicable to high-conflict couples. It's important to include real-life anecdotes in a book like this so that you can integrate the material into your own relationship to the greatest degree possible. You'll also encounter lots of exercises and activities along the way, all intended to guide you toward experiencing your relationship differently. We'll be asking you to practice making changes within yourself and, ideally, within your relationship to ensure the changes stick long-term. Research on neuroplasticity shows that human behavior can change only through new experiences, which is a two-step process here. First, you'll learn the new information through the text sections. Then, you'll experience the new information in the exercises as you practice applying it. Doing so engages both the right and left sides of the brain and thus promotes the growth of new neural connections, which in turn create change in your dynamic within your relationship. Given this, it's preferable that you and your partner both do the exercises. So we recommend that your partner also listens to the book before you practice the exercises together. When you have both been exposed to the tools and skills herein, you'll know how to cool off and show up for each other so that the exercises will be more effective. They're centered on finding new ways of having conversations that will draw the two of you closer together. So joint participation is optimal. And yet we understand that you may very well be listening to this book on your own, that there's just no way you're going to get your partner to listen to it. That's perfectly okay. We know from applying EFT for many years that it takes only one person to step outside of the dynamic with their partner to make a change in the relationship. So if you're approaching this book on your own, know that the awareness and growth you'll gain will mostly be yours. It's true. But it can still be an incredibly effective and worthwhile experience in creating change in your relationship. Either way, whether you journey through this book as a solo traveler who then takes what you've learned to your relationship, or whether you take the journey together, don't skip the exercises. They're an integral part of providing you with a new experience of yourself and of your partner en route to creating long-term changes in your relationship. To complete the exercises, you'll need a journal. Because there's no designated workbook, you can just create one for yourself using a blank book, a notebook, a pad of paper, a computer file, or even the notes app on your phone. Just keep it handy as you navigate the chapters and expect to add to it as you go. How did you get here? Here are three main reasons why a couple becomes a high-conflict couple. One. Unprocessed past trauma. 2. Betrayals in the relationship, which we'll refer to throughout this book in therapist lingo as attachment injuries. And or 3. The negative cycle or negative behavioral pattern of interacting that the couple has fallen into. In the negative cycle, the way each partner relays information creates conflict, which then leaves each partner not getting their needs met. High conflict in couples can be caused by one of these things on their own or by a combination of any of these things, we'll cover all of them in this book, using EFT to offer concrete and research-based approaches to solve conflict in three ways. One, helping you gain a better understanding of what is happening inside yourself emotionally, physically, and psychologically. Two, helping you gain a better understanding of what your partner is experiencing emotionally, physically, and psychologically. Three, learning how to respond to your own emotions and to your partner's reactions in a way that will decrease the fighting and increase the closeness and comfort. Notice the emphasis on you in this list. Wouldn't it be great to be able to point your finger at your partner and say all of your problems are their fault? Have them take the responsibility for all of the discord between you? Like most people, you've probably attempted that from time to time, and sometimes it even seems true. Like the issue at hand is entirely their fault. We're in relationships too, and we understand the temptation to see ourselves as perfect and our partner as the flawed one. But we also know that's definitely not the reality. Working through conflict requires us to step out of a my pain trumps all perspective into a space that can flexibly accommodate both realities. Our own reality and pain, and our partner's own reality and pain. In other words, getting out of that rigid stance. One common theme we notice in high conflict couples is that each partner doesn't seem to know how much they impact the other partner. Before we go even one word farther in this book, then, we want to stress this. You have more impact on your partner than you realize. Just having that awareness that you do have an impact on your partner, both positive and negative, is the beginning of the change you want to see. When you increase your awareness in this way, you then begin to notice how you are feeling and reacting toward your partner, how your responses may be impacting them and contributing to the pattern of conflict between you. There's never just one party involved in an ongoing relationship cycle. Is this book for you? There are three A's that can prevent couples counseling from being effective: active abuse, active affairs, and active addictions. When we say active, we mean that they are still happening today. The affair is still going on, the addiction is still out of control, or the abuse is still happening. In these cases, a higher level of treatment or support than what's offered in this book is called for. But if you've experienced addiction, abuse, or affairs that are in the past or have recently ceased, then this book readily applies. These relationship injuries can greatly influence the high conflict between the two of you and are, in fact, pretty common influencers in high volatility. So rest assured that you are not alone in suffering from these injuries and that we have a roadmap you can follow to help. Any one of these issues needs to be addressed in a way that resolves and corrects the issue, leaving you both feeling successful. If the issue is still active in your lives, however, it's a whole different ballgame. Let's talk a little about why the approach mapped out in this book is not intended for active abuse, affairs, or addiction. Abuse comes in multiple forms. Someone can be abused physically, sexually, emotionally, or financially. Of couples entering therapy, 50 to 65% of them report some form of interpersonal violence, including pushing, restraining, and hitting. At times, these episodes arise from mutually escalating interactions, each partner influencing the other, caused by negative communication patterns. If your simple need for safety is being threatened, it is not possible to address the emotional needs in your relationship with this book. Instead, seek out counseling. If applicable, reach out to a domestic violence hotline. The National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 is a 24/7 resource. To access the resources and support you need, create a safety plan, and get as many people on your team as possible. Only after the abuse stops can you move forward with a tool like this book to help repair your relationship. An active affair is what we call a competing attachment, as it's competing with you for your partner's attention and affection. The one being cheated on will never feel safe as long as there's another person who has a strong or stronger pull on the relationship. During an active affair, the ongoing deception, lies, and betrayals can never lead to decreased conflict. They only fuel the volatility. So if there's still a third party in the picture, that needs to be addressed first before this book can be of use. If an affair happened in the past, however, either recently or long ago, this book can be extremely helpful for you and your partner to move past it toward healing and growth. Lastly, addiction. No matter how talented a couple's therapist is, addiction will win every time. It's another kind of attachment that competes with you for your partner's attention and affection. In people with addictions, the impulsive and compulsive thoughts, emotions, and behaviors to seek out the object of addiction, whether it's alcohol, drugs, porn, or sex, cause betrayal and block the ability to be fully present and available to their partner. They simply cannot properly emotionally regulate and tune in to their partner. If you or your partner has an active addiction that has you caught in a "this will be the last time" cycle, though it never is, treatment for the addiction is a mandatory prerequisite before even considering applying the concepts we set forth here. If either of you is currently in therapy for the addiction and the addiction is currently under control, though, then this book can be a wonderful resource for both of you in healing from the injuries addiction causes. Tying it all together. At the end of each chapter, you will note us tying together the concepts discussed to consolidate big ideas into bite-sized pieces. For now, here's how you can help us help you. Give yourself 3 months to move through this material and actively work toward creating a different dynamic with your partner. During this span, your job is to just focus on your side of the street. If the volatility in your relationship doesn't change after 3 months, you may need to assess whether staying in the relationship is the right decision for you. But we're not there yet, right? We're just getting started. So for the time being, just know how happy we are that you are here with us, dedicated to working on improving your relationship with your partner. Let's begin. Chapter 1. What's love got to do with it? Another door slams, more F-bombs are dropped, and the fighting is just going in circles again. The attempts to be seen and understood by your partner are exhausting and get you nowhere. Each fight impacts how much, if at all, you open or close your heart to connecting to your partner in your relationship. The louder you scream to be heard, the farther away they move. The more your partner shuts down, gives you the silent treatment, or attacks you, the more it reinforces your beliefs about them. I can't count on them. They are not safe for me. I won't let them hurt me anymore. This is an excruciatingly painful place for couples to be. Some people don't fully understand why they or their partner goes from 0 to 60 so easily, why certain topics just lead to disconnection, or how they can make their communication better. On the other hand, some people know exactly what the problem is. It's their partner. Can you relate? Some depths of the pain you're experiencing may be from what you or your partner did or didn't do, from feeling alone in the relationship, or from being super frustrated that no matter how loud you yell, they never listen. Whatever the cause is, your overwhelming emotions are valid and real. You may be completely done with all the fighting and toxicity. Starting this book may have taken the last bit of energy you have to work on the relationship. You likely didn't begin without trying a ton of different tactics to fix things first. You have probably worked extremely hard trying to change the fighting and to communicate differently. Your attempts matter. They show you're still fighting for the relationship. If you are feeling exhausted and can see no path to improvement, keep listening. This chapter will provide you with building plans for your new dream home. the materials that will form the foundation for creating a new dynamic with your partner. You can think of this chapter as the why for the rest of the book. Because if you...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?